Hey guys, it's your hashtag Just Saying Podcast team. This is Tara.
And I'm Sean, and we're here to give you laughs and have a good time together.
Yeah, we are. We cover topics like classic and current movies, TV shows, and other pop culture facts.
Check out hashtag Just Saying on SoundCloud.
And iTunes.
YouTube.
And Stitcher.
Tune in each week and we're all have a good everything.
Yeah. No, I'm going to write that up.
And that.
What are you drinking, Justin?
What is that?
This is fucking nasty.
Spiced rum, apple cider.
Apple cider and a little black
and Sprite.
Stuff. Yeah. It's alright. There you go.
Yeah.
Sign of a
no more drinks.
Sign of a true alcoholic.
Yeah.
Zach. But I drink it all.
We are on another episode of Drunk Film Commentary.
We are.
It's our third show tonight.
The final one for the evening.
The final Halloween episode. We have three Halloween episodes that you have been slaughtered with. The first one was Bordello of Blood.
Where we didn't talk a whole lot. Sorry.
Yeah, we weren't. That's right. That was the first one of the night, so we're just drunk.
The movie sucked. There wasn't much to talk about.
The movie sucked, yeah. Second one was Chopping Mall.
Was Jason's
which
favorite.
I think all of us agree was a fucking awesome fucking
no,
film.
Nobody else
agreed
but you.
That.
Nobody.
And now we're on to go to...
Lies.
Plot-wise, that was the worst one.
Correct.
And now we're on to our next, our finale of the Halloween.
Yeah.
What is that, Italian?
What is?
Like Fragile?
Finale?
Finale.
is that just like a back street where you find fine women? Finale?
Oh boy. But.
So our third movie of the night, which actually is what? You're doing these all separately, aren't we? So.
Oh, it's the third episode, yeah.
Yeah.
Just remember, this was the last one of the night.
Which means we're
third
drunk.
Third show.
But it's sorority
I've
house
had like two
massacre
beers. What are you
two.
Talking about?
Did you not hear me? I just announced the name of the fucking
sorority show. House massacre squared. Yeah, I heard you.
All right, we're gonna keep up, Little Tomato.
So,
baby, you're drunk. Just shh.
Wait.
Right there.
No. The movie we're gonna watch is called Sorority House Massacre 2, and it came out in 1990. It was a slasher film, obviously, directed by Jim Wynorski, who amazingly also is the same guy who did Chopping Mall. And I swear upon the no god that looks upon me that I did not know these are the same director when I picked
Also, he's saying Chopping Mall.
Chopping Mall.
Chopping.
You say it so fast.
Chopping
yeah,
mall.
It sounds like shopping.
He sounds like he's saying Chopping Mall. It's not. It's
well,
chopping.
They listen to that one. They know what I'm talking about.
All right.
They're
just trying to help.
Tuning back in.
Just trying to help
a
man out.
With their great drunken friends over here at DFA.
Trying to hook a brother up.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So
no, I was talking about Danielle, not
you.
You
don't know what the hell he's
you
talking
don't even,
about.
What?
No, this one is a great fucking movie. And it's on YouTube as well. This one, just like Chopping Mall, this one is on YouTube for free. You find the good one is called Sorority House Massacre 2 Full Movie. You get on that one. It's on YouTube. And it's...
And we're going to start.
We're going to start it up. All right. We're going right now. So, I just press play on YouTube.
No.
And I'm going to press play again. On YouTube. The whole movie. Because there is another version of this movie on YouTube.
Yeah?
Is it only part of the movie? Is that why this one's the whole movie?
Yeah, it's edited.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of, like, movie parts are taken out.
That was
kind of odd.
That was booby, for those of you who don't speak Jason yet.
Yeah.
Not booby parts, it's booby.
You'll speak it by the end of the episode, hopefully.
Or what?
Or you'll wonder what the hell's wrong with them.
Wait, what?
I recommend Contact Clues.
He said, wait, what?
We're hoping for a lot of that.
So what's the gist of this movie, Jason?
Yeah, what's going on in Sorority
plot?
House Massacre 2?
Maybe a plot, maybe a summary. Five college women buy an old house.
I think you got it.
What's it called? The Hochstetter House?
Hochstetter.
Live
Hochstetter.
And they buy it for their sorority?
I believe so, yeah.
And they got it cheap.
And judging by the title here, I bet you they get massacred in it.
Somebody must. I don't know. Let's see. They got it cheap because of the bloody incidents from 5 years before.
Oh, they could tell that.
I'm just kind of getting the plot going while we're looking at all of this lovely.
I'm gonna pass out. All right.
I think so too. There's a couch.
No, I'm good. I got this. I'm all right.
He's not gonna remember any of this.
No, this movie is fucking awesome.
Anyways, there's a Ouija board in this show.
This is why we do this.
Oh,
this movie, has fucking every single element you want of a 80s exploitation fucking horror film. This one has it all, and it's free on YouTube, so find it on YouTube and watch it.
Do you ever notice everything Jason does revolves around the 80s?
Well, however, this one was actually, it came out in October 5th of 1990. He did say 80s. But it came out in the 90s, but I'm going to guess that they were making it in 89. So, you know, the year you were born.
That's Zachary.
There you go.
But, anyway, I'm talking.
Oh, we're not supposed to do that?
We had...
My bad.
We had a VHS tape of Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, and then Sorority House Massacre 2. It was on a tape that we had. You know, back in the day, you didn't have, like, shit on your phone.
Who's we?
Yeah,
him in the mouth of his pocket.
I know it wasn't you and me.
You know, we didn't have... Like,
I had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1 and 2 on a videotape.
You weren't even born yet. Oh, yes, you were. You were not even a year yet.
I was. If this movie came out in January, I wasn't even a month.
It was October 1990. That's why I know, because your date of birth is December, and I know this.
Wow.
So... All five girls show up in front of this house, and they're like, it's great, and it's all kinds of boarded up and shit. I don't know how it's great.
Oh, it's great. No, they got it for a great price.
It's a great new house.
Whatever. They're all wearing nice shirts, and they don't have bras on, so there's that.
Can I just say... I would have loved to have been the casting director on this fucking movie.
Let me see.
I need to see your boobs.
It's going to come up in the film, so I got to see your tits.
Yep.
What's that movie? Striptease, where they say they all have to take off. And not Striptease, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. The Elizabeth.
Wait, you're talking Flashdance?
No.
Fuck.
The broad from Saved by the Bell.
Showgirls.
There you go. That's why we keep them around.
That's why we make them stay awake.
But yeah, where they said, let me see your tits, and everybody's like,
Westward
what?
Ho's in that shit, movie.
What?
The Westward Ho, this dive fucking joint off the strip.
Yes.
Okay. In that movie. It's like tear it down.
All the girls are going
in. We got a creepy dude across the street spying on the co-eds.
Which I don't
or
get.
We'll catch him.
He's across the street, but yet he's telling them that he's
next door.
Why do we call sexy young women co-eds? There's just them. There's no co.
That's true. Why do we do that?
There's no eds.
It makes no sense at all.
None.
I thought eds stood for educational students, but I guess... What we're talking about
really?
Here
have you
isn't...
seen these broads? I'm sure they're not for education.
That's where I was going with it, so.
Well, I love they come in, it's like, oh, the phone's dead. Oh,
yeah,
no electricity.
Don't you have to pay for that? But then they do explain that, oh, they're coming tomorrow.
Of course, that's why we have to spend the night.
Yeah.
And that's where we're all going to stand in a circle in the kitchen.
And I said right there, I was like, oh, well, why wouldn't they just go get a fucking hotel room?
Right. Or, like my comment, the one girl has a car, because watch when they... In a minute, they go out to her car. And Sorry. They go out to her car to get some stuff, and I'm like, I'd be like, I'm going to sleep in the car tonight.
Fuck yeah.
Like 5 miles
yeah.
away from here.
Well, yeah, later on we'll have shit hit the fan and stuff.
Oh, but they have a fireplace, so that's cool. I like how they all walk around with their hands on their hips all the time. Yeah.
Look at my breasts.
And the sexy shape of my arms to my hips.
Have you ever seen a Coke bottle?
Yeah. I don't like that one.
I have black hair. I have blonde hair.
Mine's frizzy as fuck. I don't know. I don't know.
You okay?
Why don't you go ahead and take off your headphones?
Why?
Does that help anything?
Why don't you go sit down over there? Take your mic with you. I'll unplug
only
it.
They were wireless.
I'll unplug it. Okay, you go do what you have to. We're watching this argument between Tits McGee and Jugs of Poppin over here.
Ooh, which one's Jugs of Poppin? The blonde or the redhead?
Nope. The English one.
I fucking hate that one. I hate her.
She's the good one that, like, lives.
Spoiler. But I don't.
She, like, lives.
I don't like her. She's probably got the best tits out of all of them, but she's the one I don't like the most. Not that I'm a fan of any of them, but I think he's going to puke, not
it's
poop.
It's okay, we're not going to talk about it. So here's the part where, look it, and then there's camel toe.
And hold on, wouldn't the house for sale sign be gone if they bought the house?
Not necessarily. Our friends, Nate and Nadia, bought their house and it stayed up for about a week until Nadia finally took it down and said, fuck you people, come get your fucking sign. The lady didn't come get it.
I know, that would be the first thing I did when I moved in was take that shit out of there.
She has a car. So one of them has a car, which, by the way, when I saw this,
do you realize that her car is parked in the same spot that the truck was parked?
It was behind the truck, technically.
Oh, it looks to be shot in the same spot.
Mm-hmm. That one is, what the hell's her name? Dana Bentley? She plays Janie?
I'm not going to lie. Watch this movie twice. Didn't catch any of the names.
I like how this one, look at, she walks up to the curtains and waits and does her whole line and then opens it. Like, ooh, it's scary. Yeah. Yeah, that happens. And they let this guy walk in.
Why does he, how can he just walk in? Why wouldn't you make sure the door's locked?
Well, it's five half naked chicks.
I get that, but. Why would he just walk in? If anything, you knock and like, hey.
Yeah,
I get that he's a little off, but.
They all are, I think. The one, Janie, I think it's Janie. Dana Bentley? No, I lie.
Why would you lie?
Well, because I'm trying to remember this broad's name. The one in the red shirt, and I can't remember her real name, but I thought she was somebody else. I thought she was the one who was in... Have you ever seen the movie Valley Girls?
Briefly. It was one of those movies I've seen, but never, I don't think I've ever sat down and watched.
I had to because Nicolas Cage was in it. Did you know that? Evidently.
Oh, yeah, no, he was. Yeah. He was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, too.
Yeah, and I thought that she was Elizabeth Daly, the one who ended up doing the voices for the Rugrats.
Okay.
And she just passed, but it wasn't her. I thought that was her. I was like, oh, my God. So right now, the neighbor, Ketchum, is going through and telling them about the murders that happened in the house. So that's what we're watching is the dad got up and...
Yeah, we're watching the parts from the first movie now. Which is, helps give context to this movie, I guess.
Right. Well, because it's the Hofstetter murder house.
Yeah.
This is Daddy Hofstetter. Which I thought... Okay, so look, the girls ran to the bedroom, they locked the front door, and then they put their backs up against the bathroom door, but they didn't realize it opened the other way. Like,
yeah, what the fuck was that?
And instead of running out of the bathroom door, they start throwing shit at their father, who's trying to kill them with a drill.
Yeah. And they hit him with the bat, which, good move, I guess.
But he's not out yet.
And then...
And they go out, they try to go out the front door. Like, instead of going out the bathroom door where the dad came at, Jesus.
Yeah.
And by then, he's got a knife. I don't know where he got this knife. Oh, yeah,
it was
her.
It was the knife that she had that she dropped.
Yeah. Cecily was her name. Ugh. What in God's green earth could make a father want to kill his daughter with a drill? No?
I as a guy who has zero children, I couldn't fucking tell you.
You put that down.
Hold on.
Because I already lost this one.
I'm there. Hold on. Sorry.
I don't get how the neighbor girl had a sword. A knife?
Whatever you call that. A machete knife?
And he fell on it? When
a
bowie
knife, maybe?
Her?
But no, not quite. I don't know. It's a weird-looking knife.
I was very confused. And that one, I don't like the dark-haired girl. She really is, like, trying to do the Betty Page thing, and
it's
just
super uncomfortable.
Working. It's just not working for her.
And no, and she's the most unattractive of them all.
Yeah.
And for sure.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Ugh. But, so Ketchum, in his creepiness, is still trying to tell them about everything. And she introduces everybody. This is Kimmy. This is Lindy. This is...
This is meet all of my girlfriends before you rape and murder us.
Okay. And he reaches down his pants. He's like, I got something for you guys. And he, like, ball digs. For these fucking and then comes back up with a skeleton key.
Which, as a dude, I'm going to sit here and say, that's fucking nasty.
All I could say when I watched this, I looked right at Jason, and I'm like, nobody wants your key from Ananda. He's like, what? I'm like, you know what I'm saying.
Your cheese from Ananda.
The from Ananda. Nobody wants it.
That was... I don't know. I found it unnecessary.
It really was.
It was. That's why. Even, I don't know. There's no reason for him to keep it in his nutsack.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
even if he just
like, he's gotta like walk around and clench it all the time.
Because
I presume that he has it in his, you know, shit all day long.
One would think. I mean, why else? Or maybe he just put it in as he came across the street.
But why not just put it, like, in your pocket? He's 6'2" and 300-some-odd pounds.
Yeah.
He could easily overpower all five of those girls.
As long as they didn't run.
Yeah, all they had to do was run away from him, but they won't do that.
She just says, and it's still warm.
Yeah, it was fucking gross.
So I couldn't see what he was watching on TV. First time I watched this, but I heard like the music and then the I was like, is he watching porn? And then he has a big bowl of raw meat next to him.
Yeah, what the fuck is with the raw meat? I didn't get that.
I think it's just his cannibalism or lack of being able to cook, one of the two.
There's got to be something from the first movie that probably fills that
part
in.
And I never saw the first
one.
Me either. So
this is like when I saw Backdoor Sluts 3. I didn't see the first two, and I didn't really follow the plot line.
I don't understand. Yeah, but the fact that he's sitting there eating
raw hunks of meat, too. Like, I know people who eat, like, cannibal sandwiches. Yeah, where it's like the not cooked beef, which your body actually can digest and it's fine, as long as the meat's a high enough grade and doesn't have all the bleach and shit in it. But still, that's fucking gross.
Yeah, that's gross.
Like I can't do it. I've seen my dad do it, and that's fucking gross.
Yeah, that's not pretty.
Ugh.
And I like mostly raw food. Just the way I am. I mean, like, Not raw, but, you know, raw. So, by the
way...
Or
you like your vegetables a little undercooked?
Yeah.
And, okay.
Yeah. I also like rare, medium rare to rare meat when I eat, you know. Like, I don't want it to moo at me, but I want it still a little bloody.
Sometimes I want it to moo at me. Sometimes I want it cooked through. You know what I mean? Like a medium well, not well done.
Yeah.
Where it's dry,
I don't think I've
but...
ever ordered medium well, because every time I've ever ordered medium well, they give me well done. And I'm like, I want it to melt in my mouth. I don't want to have to chew it.
That's
too much.
That's the hard part. When you if you go to a chain, they're always going to overcook it by at least like a half a thing from what you expect in your brain it to be, just for safety's sake. You know what I mean?
Well, because, and they get in trouble. You know, it's like they put that disclaimer, we're not in trouble, but you end up with pinworms or something else. That chain's getting in trouble. So the guy, Ketchum. I can't think of his name in this movie. Is it Eddie? Eddie Ketchum?
No.
No? I thought it was
Marty? Eddie. Morty? No.
Yeah, I don't remember. But he gave them the key, and of course they wait until after dinner, and so
and then
they go downstairs to the... Where
dinner,
the
which is them. Just beer, tequila, and some chips, right?
Eh, sounds about right.
It wasn't. I don't think it was just chips, but it was just. It wasn't a meal.
I thought they had like pizza or something, little finger sandwiches. Something.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say it wasn't just chips, but I know there was a couple of bags of chips sitting up there. But for five girls, on a stomach full of beer and tequila, that's nothing.
And they look at the doll, and then they're like, "Oh my God, is that blood?"
Ah.
And they yell at the girl who screams. Which, if you haven't seen this, that bitch is the one you want to be. I'm just going to say it.
I don't know. The tall one, the one that was making out with the weird guy in the truck.
Yes, Jesse.
Yeah, she does things for my body. And the other one, the other tall one does things. I don't know, they all do things, except the one with the fake Betty Page shit. I don't like her.
Which is funny, because the tall one, when it being usually the taller, bigger girl out of everybody, just because everybody's petite and girly and you're not, like, a lot of guys find that intimidating. Although then I just found out today that actually I'm just a bitch and I'm intimidating.
Sometimes it's your personality.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. I never thought I was intimidating. It's not my fault you don't have a fucking...
You're not intimidating, but sometimes you come on really strong.
Okay. And if I didn't, I'd be like, oh, she's that weird mousy girl. Yeah, fuck you people.
No, put it this way. I've seen you meet people for the first time. And sometimes you do that, and then sometimes you come on really strong. You don't really have it
in
between.
If I don't like them already, like just saying hi, I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. If I'm not sure
I don't
worry
about a bitch,
like,
but you're standoffish, and if they push the issue, you...
Reject out loud?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is me. That's me. I'm not going to lie.
But then, now we have the cop out of nowhere for no fucking reason.
And he said he got a call from out there, and he wanted to go check that area.
So he goes to the chick?
No, that's his partner.
Yeah.
But wait, here's the thing. He wants to go out to the house, but where did he get a call from? The house doesn't have a phone.
Yeah.
So he starts talking to his partner, and the funny thing about that is that he's talking, she calls him dad or whatever, and she starts talking about 5 years ago. Well, bitch, if you, 5 years ago, and you still didn't hear this, maybe you shouldn't be a cop. I'm just saying. And that was what, her name was Karen? She's the cop named Karen or something?
That's something like that.
And what's he chewing on? Is that a match, really? How cliche.
It's a match or a toothpick. I got that right now.
That one looks like a match, because it's got the white tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he goes to see Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Candy. Now that she's all grown up.
My candy baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was gonna sing, but I won't. Who Candy made it through 4 movies. I don't know what happened to her. That was it. She did 4 movies.
Did she play a stripper?
Let's see what else
in
she did.
In 4 movies?
Let's see what else she did. Why not? Born September 17th, 1966. She's an actress known for sorority.
She's 4 years younger than my dad.
Hard to Die and Martial Law 2.
She's got a thing for sequels.
So she, and that was all it says. Nope. Nothing else.
Damn. So she didn't do shit.
Oh, wait a minute. Trivia. Oh, she interred at San Fernando Mission Cemetery.
Movies.
Not quite sure what that means, but she...
Yeah,
there was something about...
Look who's back.
Movies.
That's all he came back for was...
He came back just in time.
What a guy.
This is a scene
I know, isn't
cut from the other YouTube version.
Yeah, the one I watched with my girlfriend. I mean, I'm glad she was playing on her phone and didn't realize it, like, jumped it.
So, just in time, she died.
Oh.
Candy.
Oh.
Candy?
That sucks. Well, I'll try not to make fun of her anymore.
Don't
make fun of Candy. Alright, see you later.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, you saw some boobs and had to leave, huh? What the fuck?
Oh, look at that bush.
That is a good bush. Unrivaled until you see mine.
I'm bringing the 70s back. I want to, but I just can't.
I'm just that lazy.
Just in time, like, I don't know what to say to you. Your boyfriend just went and passed out. I'm not hitting on you.
No,
this
I know
is
you're
our
not.
Banter.
I know you're not. I'm saying I'm that lazy that I have a bush. I'm that lazy. You think I have this beard and this long ass hair for a fucking reason?
Nope,
no,
you're
it's
lazy.
Because I'm lazy.
So here's my thing. Okay, lots of boobs right now. Lots of boobs.
Plenty of boobs.
What I don't get is they all decided to go into different bedrooms with shit tons of candles lit to change.
Yeah, how many fucking candles do they have? Like 90?
Yeah. Yet, they go and change, and then they all hang out together in these thongs.
And skimpy-ass tops and
shit. As a woman, I'm going to tell you right now.
That's not how it works.
If we sleep in a thong, that means we really didn't want to sleep with you, but we wanted you to think we were sexy, because a thong to sleep in hurts. It does not feel good. It does not make you want to go to bed. It's not fun. So if a girl gets into bed with you and she has a thong on, she either wants you to take it off of her, or she just wants you to think she's pretty. So she pranced around for a quick minute and she went to bed. That's it. These bitches are wearing thongs to go to bed.
Yeah, but these are 80s sluts.
You know what? If you're a woman out there and you're listening and you sleep in a thong on a regular basis or not, I want you to fucking email us.
Drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
And tell us. Truthfully, you don't even have to sign your name. I don't care what your email address is. I'm going to go by the name that you put on there. So you could be the Little Mermaid for all I give a shit.
But sincerely... Queen Victoria.
Because really, and this broad has what's called a shelf bra. People who wear shelf bras, they only come here, and they are just there to lift your girls up, but not to show any like signs that you're wearing a bra. Those aren't comfortable either. Just an FYI.
I don't really care if they're comfortable. The only redeeming part of this movie is the skimpy women.
Scantily clad bitches. And I get it. But here they all, like, they go in separate rooms to get dressed, yet they come out in bras and thongs. thongs or that one in a fucking onesie. Like, what? What are you doing?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I love this part. You didn't do him, did you? I don't know. I was so drunk. Yeah, we've all been there. Whatever.
And that's why I have written down here, 80s sluts.
Hey.
I said sluts. That's plural. That means there's more than one. You're only one person, so I couldn't be talking about you.
Was that my dog that just snored out?
That was that. I think that picked up on the recording too.
I fucking heard it myself. I'm like,
for a second, I thought he was growling at me like he was sentient and knew what I was saying.
Nope, he's just snoring.
Snoring at appropriate times.
My guess, just like his father,
who's probably snoring underneath a blue light right about now.
No, I saw him walk right into the bedroom. So.
Oh no, he turned left.
No, I saw him go. Oh.
I swear,
okay,
he turned
well,
left.
I'm gonna go left. I'll be
okay,
right back.
You go check on him. I'll commandeer this whole thing. I got 3 laptops, 3 mics, 3 sets of headphones, and like 8 beers, so we're good. All right, so the chicks are playing with the Ouija board, and they're like, "Is there a spirit here that can, you know, is there anyone here?" And he's like, "Yeah, my name's Colin." And he's like, "Can you?" Yeah, my name's Colin. And then they're like, "Can you direct us to the spirit we want to talk to?" Which is the Clive Hofstetter dude, who's the dude that murdered a bunch of people in the first movie, which we didn't watch. And I think is silly, but that's me. And, oh, that chick's titty just popped out. And so he's grabbing him, and he's grabbing Clive. And
with the Ouija board.
With the Ouija board.
The Ouija board. Who do you want to name?
And then, boom, Ouija board flies into the
just the little dial. Just the finger dial, not the Ouija board itself.
Yeah.
And the brunette tries to play the smart one and fuck up all the blondes. It was just a lightning strike and the electrical charge.
Trust me, I know what I'm talking about.
I have brown hair.
And then, again, terrible lightning.
Okay, so when I watched this, and I don't know what you thought, but all I could think was, you mean to tell me that the living room is the only place that has a fireplace that's working right now? And yet all these bitches go into separate bedrooms? And by the way, 3 of them go into one and 2 of them
go into another? Yeah, I got that too.
I don't get it.
I don't get why, if they have neighbors pretty much immediately left, right across the street and behind them in a rainstorm where they're that worried about it, why they wouldn't just, hey, at worst case scenario, they catch a dude.
They had to put clothes on, that's why.
Yeah.
They would have to put clothes on and the movie would be over.
And more than once I could bring up where you're going through the room with your clothes, grab your bag,
right,
run out the fucking door if you're that worried about
it. Look, any good 80s slut knows.
You don't put clothes on until you get fucked.
You put your clothes on top of themselves. Like, your pants come off, your shirt comes off, your bra comes off, your shoes go on top of everything with the
socks put them on
in your shoes.
You put them in order.
And you
yeah.
have it all, so that when you're done, you grab your shit and you go.
No, back...
I'm just saying.
Back when I used to tweet heavy, I would tweet very similar to that, where I would lay out my pajamas in reverse order to where I would take my pants off. Like, I take where I'd take my pants off, like coming in the door, that would be where my pajama pants were. And then as soon as I take my, you know, my work shirt off or whatever, that'd be
where
I put my
nightshirt
on. Yeah, boom, boom, revert, yeah.
So if you gotta get out, you know where your shit is. So, and the other thing I thought was awkward about this movie was
how there was no lesbian action.
It
seems unnatural at this point.
This is kind of where it's trying to go, but it doesn't. But they knew the tall girl, I don't want to call her the Amazon.
The one who's on screen now.
No. The tall blonde Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Jesse. When her and that one there on screen right now go out to the car, she says, well, you know that's so-and-so's man. Like, why are you fucking with him? And she's like, they're not exclusive. And this is where she starts to tell, like, those two are the ones that go in a room together. And she's like, well, you guys aren't exclusive, so we can do whatever we want. And it's like, you don't sleep with your friends, man.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't. Yeah, right here. And what's that? Is her belly button talking when she just did that?
Yeah, was that little wiggle?
And it's her belly. It wasn't even anything else. It was her belly that wiggled.
That's crazy. I need a drink. And I'm sorry, for five girls, they drink like none of that bottle of tequila.
None of this tequila. What got me was that they were sleeping on that nasty-ass couch.
Yeah.
That somebody left in this house at least 5 years old.
After a bunch of murders.
If not, and the bottle's in a different place. There's candles there, which weren't there before when they ran upstairs.
Yeah.
The bottle's now up there, and the top's off, which wasn't off before. Like, all these weird things that, like, I was naming them off, and Jason was saying, you know,
It's a movie.
Knock it off. And I'm like,
what are we doing here?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm marking some. The door goes from being wide open this way to swinging the other way. That's another thing that got me. Is that a double swinging door? Like, are all the doors in there? Because if you watch throughout the movie,
there's a couple that do that. Yeah.
Yeah, the attic door opens in, but at one point it's opening.
It swings out when she comes through it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I suppose if I was doing a kill house or something, I'd have doors that go both ways just to fuck with people.
Yeah, but at one point this was just a family home.
Yeah.
You know? And which is another weird thing. Sorority houses have many bedrooms. They don't just have three or four bedrooms. They have a lot more than that.
Yeah.
They have anywhere from 6 to 8, 10.
Yeah.
It just depends on the size. But
It depends on how far south you go.
And this house was huge. I also made a comment about the blood. She got killed right there in the kitchen.
And it spurts all over the place.
And then this broad wakes up or does something. I don't know what she's doing. But decides
she's
to go look.
She's concerned about her friend, okay?
She's wearing a thong and a weird bra, and she has to put on slippers to walk around? Really?
And grab... They have the worst fucking flashlights. And what gets me is there's a couple rooms they walk into, fully lit.
Oh, yeah.
But then they walk into the room right next to it, and
Those two candles did magic in that one room.
Oh, ridiculous. This is why I don't like fucking horror movies or shitty horror movies.
Yeah. And what was her name? What's this one's name? Is this Linda or Janie?
I don't know. No Butt is what I called her.
No, Janie was the brunette. So.
Ooh, creepy guy in the window.
So this one is this Barbie?
Maybe.
Or should I say Suzanne and her real name's Barbie? B-A-R-B-I-I. What is that? The hell kind of a name? Friday the 13th, part 2. Eye of the Tigress. Okay. I was just seeing. You're looking at me all crazy. I was just seeing what other movies she was in.
Okay. Oh, and there she goes smacking her head on the table looking at the bottle of tequila.
After she touched it like 14 times.
Yeah. You could have just looked under the table without
like
getting underneath
it. If I
saw
that, I'd be like, something happened.
Oh, and this blonde one, which one's this one?
That's Jessie, the tall one.
Yeah, she looks like my buddy's girlfriend.
They're all four standing in the hallway upstairs screaming. Yeah, no, not gonna work, girls.
If she doesn't hear one of you screaming, she's gonna hear the other three. Like, oh no, that's Susan's voice. I gotta respond to that one. I'm over here.
And this is my favorite. Let's split up.
Yeah, I got that somewhere in here too. You gotta split up.
Okay.
So now that I know who and what happens and the killer and all of that, watching these parts makes me, like, think twice. You know, I'm like, what?
Yeah, I suppose.
Because you try to, like, now you try to see if there was any clues towards anything, but...
I don't think there was.
No, I didn't see anything.
Usually I pick up on those the first time.
I will say.
No, you won't.
I'll yawn first, but I will say it. Like, the fact that they...
I will say Jason can't make fun of you for a while.
I don't understand what happened.
But I reserve the right to make fun of both of you.
I don't understand what happened. I'm not going to lie. He was pretty drunk when we got here, and I don't understand how that happened, since it was just... Him.
Was he drunk?
He was pretty fucked up when we got here. Yeah.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah. But look, there's no blood. No blood.
How is there no blood on the wall?
And I'm laughing because she's looking around the kitchen and she's looking like at the cabinet shelving space. And I'm like, yeah, pretty sure she's not up there.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
If anything, look down.
Yeah.
She might be one of those ones.
It's open shelves, and she's like,
oh. And then, oh, here's the attic.
Yeah. Which, think about it, the other ones are downstairs. These two are upstairs. They find the attic. They go up there. Now, we know what happens up here. Huh? What? How'd that happen?
Yeah.
So as we were watching this part, and she goes, you're braver than I am, and she starts going up the stairs, I looked at Jason, and I go, no, she's got a better exit than the other one did. Think about it. Like, she's going up the stairs in a thong. Yeah, you're mm-hmm. going to look. But the other one had on some weird flopsy nighty.
Little thingy, yeah. Little not boy shorts.
Not thong.
Yeah.
She had a loose sarong. Stupid name for girl things.
And here she is looking around the attic with, again, the worst fucking flashlight in the world.
Ever.
I wouldn't even use it if it only projected light 3 inches across on...
Right in front of me.
Yeah. No, like 30 feet away and that's it. Like, no residual light. And she was booby trapped. I've been waiting all movie to say it.
Booby trapped. Okay. When she screamed the third time, I literally said she would have passed out from shock. Why the fuck is she still screaming?
Yeah. And then wham.
And whoever and it
then,
is,
and
Paul Stetter, comes and
gets
her.
Where'd the bear trap go?
He took it with.
Well, how it's got to be chained up somewhere. Otherwise, she would have been moving with it.
Yeah. Well, and then here, we're at the strip club. We at the club.
We were checked out last week. I want to talk to her. Fucking, the cop looks like Nixon.
Yeah. Look at how fast she's moving up there. Strippers don't move like that. She's, like, headbanging dancing.
Yeah, you don't want all that.
And FYI, have you ever been whipped with a fringe from your jacket? It hurts.
Yeah, it's not fun.
She's up there just whipping back and forth. does nothing but jump up and split her legs.
I suppose I would deal with it if I was getting paid what she was probably getting paid.
I'm pretty sure she would end up with a lot of red welts whipping her.
And make makeup for. Sure, it's not the first time she had to put makeup on to cover up a bruise.
Oh, bad joke. That's the truth.
Who's that joke?
She's...
Is that the one?
Yep. Be nice to Candy.
Whatever. I'm sure someone will make a joke about me when I'm dead.
Eh. You know what? She had a perfect thing for being a stripper. When she undid that one and it snapped apart, oh, that would have been the perfect part. But she, according to this, wasn't facing anybody when it happened. So when it just snapped like that, that was really just a camera shot. Which, right there, did you hear it? Did you hear the boobies?
The squeak, squeak.
It squeaks on the fucking pole. She walks up to the pole, wraps her boobs on it, and squeaks them up and down, and you actually hear the squeak, squeak. It's like being down in Waukegan. Just topless. And who's this guy? The owner.
I don't like his partner.
Yeah.
His daughter, whatever she is.
It's his partner.
Strip to Kill. I'd watch that.
Part 7? I don't know if I'd watch
it. I don't watch the first 6, but yeah.
I'd watch the first 1. After that, I'd be wondering.
Satana.
I do like that her name is Satana. But this chick, she walks out there, wiggles her hips a couple of times, takes off a jacket, and takes off her top. Wiggle.
Cool
wiggle.
Shit,
look at that.
Though.
Wiggle. Wiggle. Like, she doesn't do shit.
She probably does cool shit in the late show, though.
Her dance moves even looked ridiculous. What are we doing?
Nothing. It was just your hair. I thought it was something back there, but it was just your hair.
Sergeant Charlie.
She still has nightmares.
Watch the way she talks. I don't know what it was about her. Like, I couldn't get into watching her talk even.
It's
like
any,
her mouth goes weird. I don't
any
know.
Scene with him, I can't. I don't like. The only thing I like about this movie is the sorority members.
Try and visit her where? She in the loony bin?
Yeah, they didn't say. Catch him, the neighbor.
Because I'm going to come to you 5 years later, after I've seen you apparently once a year ever since then, and this is going to be the first time that you fucking remember something new.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, I thought of this.
Well, now that you say that, yeah, come to think about it. You dumb bitch.
Fucking people.
And he says, here's my card, call me.
Yeah.
I just might.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now she's old enough.
Pretty sure she was coming on to him.
Well, she's old enough, and he's a cop, so...
He's a man
there's
of authority.
That whole, like, I'm a cop, I can get away with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, look, two girls found their way back to the big fire.
Yeah. Three of them. I don't know where the third one came from, but... They didn't check the basement. You gotta check the basement.
Yeah, the basement.
Why wouldn't you check the basement?
I wouldn't have gone in there in the first fucking place.
Not me either, but... Once it's opened, you know, you gotta see if they're there. If you're looking for someone, you know what I mean? Check all seven stories of the house or whatever. And again, with the creepy guy in the window effect. And there they are, going down with the worst flashlights ever, back into the basement. I still think it's a joke. At this point, I'd be gone. I wouldn't even care. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't have gone in the basement. I'm sorry, but none of you guys are that important for me to go in the basement.
No, I would have been gone.
Is my kid down there? No? Okay, fuck you, bye. There you go.
I don't know. I'm not a parent, so remember that I'm saying this as a guy who doesn't have any kids, but...
Ain't nobody worth that.
Fuck that. I can make more kids.
I can't. So there's that.
Oh, well.
And really, she's 18. I didn't do a shabby job on this shit. Like,
hopefully she wouldn't be in the basement to begin with.
I kept it alive for 18 years. I did good, dude. I had a girlfriend who, she always told me, oh, look, they found the dead girls hanging.
Yay. And the one chick got splattered with blood.
Yeah. The scared one. That's all I know her as, the scared one. Of course not. The phone doesn't work, fucker.
I would have been gone. I wouldn't even be having this conversation.
With these. And watch, as they all hold them, they look like plastic knives.
Oh, they're the fakest knives in the world. I could have made more realistic knives out of cardboard.
Oh, yeah.
Cardboard and some duct tape.
And now they realize that they don't have clothes on.
Yeah, like, oh, we have to go upstairs and get our clothes.
How far into the movie are we? And they just now realize they don't have clothes on.
40-some minutes.
And we're going to run out into the rain.
And, oh, no. There's one creepy guy. Four of us with knives.
And three girls. Three knives. The one girl had, look at her, those fake ass knives.
Well, actually, yeah, three girls, one of them with three knives.
And Hofstetter's coming across, or not Hofstetter, I'm
Ketchum.
Sorry, Ketchum's coming across the street. So basically they went outside so that their shirts could get wet. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's all that actually happens, so...
I'd
be pissed if I was making the movie and they handed me that fucking knife to use. I'd be like, no, just give me a real knife.
Right. I promise I won't stab anybody. Just give me a real one. Oh, I was saying, a girlfriend of mine, one time we went out to drink. And I was out with another friend of mine. And she shows up. And the girl that she showed up with was like, I gotta go. And she looks at me and she's like, how much have you had to drink? And I'm like, two beers. And we had been there for like 4 hours. I was hungover from the night before, so I wasn't drinking type of thing. And I'm like, two beers. And she's like, okay, don't worry, Danny will take me home. And I was like, what? And she's like, you're the most responsible one. I literally looked around the bar and went, there's no fucking way you're saying I'm the responsible one. She goes, no, it's okay. You have a kid, and it's 14. You kept it alive for a while. You'll be fine with me. Oh. Okay.
We're basing that. Okay.
I'm like, that was my job, was to keep her alive. My job is not to keep you alive.
Where the fuck have you lived?
I'm like, ah. Now she has kids of her own and she understands how it works, but yeah. she seriously was like, oh, you kept her alive. Yeah, it's because I didn't drink back then. Lucky her.
And why was he trying to knock in the broken down windows and boarded up windows and shit?
You know, he's like making it worse on himself. Yeah. That's all I could say.
If you just hey, it's the neighbor.
Hey, I heard screaming. What's going
on?
Yeah,
you guys okay? Just at least let me know you're okay and I'll leave. Now they all got to run upstairs.
And here's the thing. Watch as they run. Like, first of all, seriously, this guy that you just said was tall and fat. So he's like 300 pounds is what the one girl said.
Yeah.
You think he's climbing up a drain pipe?
Yeah.
What? And there, the door's open this way now. But it doesn't open that way.
Yeah.
I'm so confused with these double swing doors.
That's part of the mystery of the Hofstetter Palace.
Oh. And they all go up the stairs, one butt by one butt. And the last one was the one who let the first girl go up by herself. She doesn't have such a bad ass. Like, she totally should have went up there, too, with the other one.
Initially, yeah.
Yeah. So, hold on.
Pictures or
something? And Dos Equis, yeah.
Yeah.
But hold on. Right here. It's coming around. You gotta listen to it. Right here. Right there is what makes me go, what just happened?
Yeah.
One of the girls said he must have had a hell of a time spanking up here, and the other girl turns around all, yes, yes he did.
Right, I was right there, I know.
Right at that part, I was like,
what the fuck?
That's a little awkward.
You don't know he's not in that room. There's like half that room in total darkness that you never even looked at.
Right. They forgot to put candles up there.
Yeah. You're just assuming he's not in that room.
They all open the door towards them when they walk out. Lots of boobies jumping. He gets right in their face and all he can say is, Kimberly!
And he knows her name? How does he fucking...
They introduced it.
Yeah, but how does he remember that?
I don't know. But look at how slow he is. And she goes into the bathroom, which is very well lit, with 14,000 candles, God only knows.
And only on her chest area, not her face so much.
Okay, as a girl, we all know that we will not hide by candles in fear of our hair going up in flames. So I thought it was really weird that nobody else heard screams.
I know, right?
Throughout the whole, like, that one's just standing there in the attic. The bathroom's on that second floor. That's right underneath her. How do you not know that somebody's screaming?
The lightning, I guess, covered it up.
I guess. The thunder?
Yeah.
She's all looking at you cross-eyed and shit. Look at, she's all...
She's already got murder on the brain.
Well, and she's the one who was the scared of them all.
That's how you survive, though. Be afraid. Don't take chances. You know what I mean?
And right here, she
starts calling
the name.
If someone else wants to go through the door first, let them.
Oh, look, I guess it does open up. Maybe I'm hallucinating.
He just looks like such an idiot.
And all you hear is his breathing.
Yeah. That mustache is nice, though.
He looks around, and then he looks directly at her.
And then she stabs him.
And they fight.
And then he starts trying to choke her. Like, what the fuck is that?
Instead of saying anything, he just sits there and tries to kill her.
And by all rights, he should be on the ground dead by now.
He's going. I like how he falls backwards instead of forward to push that knife further in him. And this little bitch, she's a spunky little fucker because at first, like I said, she was the most scared.
And then she strangles him.
She stabs him.
What
she
is she strangling
him
with, though?
The chain. There was a chain that was just a random fucking chain hanging from a rafter.
Okay.
Nothing big, nothing small. Just a random chain. Ridiculous. She stabbed him, she strangled him, and now she's leaving.
I hope she feels good about herself.
Well, her knee hurts, apparently, because she keeps grabbing her leg.
Well, my knee would probably hurt, too.
Oh. And she still fucking calls for her friends. No. Nope. I'm looking for a way out. Fuck you, bitches. You're on your own.
I just had a murderer, dude. Fuck you. I'm out of here. I agree.
What was the other one's name? Jesse?
And, yeah, there was a Jenny, too, wasn't there?
No, it was Jessica, Kimberly, Suzanne, Janie.
Oh, Janie was one of them.
And Linda. So, but they're all dead. Except for, well, she doesn't know Kimmy's dead yet. So it's Jessica and this one here. What's her name, Linda?
Yeah.
Apparently, you can't clean up the blood that fast from the bathroom.
No, not in the bathroom. Only in kitchens. Kitchens only.
Yeah, yeah. So weird.
Yeah, if you're looking to get a hold of us, you can find us on drunkzonecommentary@yahoo.com. And then there we see the one chick grabbing the other chick from the bathtub.
Oh.
And there's some titties.
Boobies that go down. Oh, and...
And then there's Ketchum again.
And now she swirls him to death.
Yeah. Just really plunging him in there. And... doesn't hold his head down to confirm the kill or anything.
No.
Just slapping his face in the water a few times, that'll take care of him. That really shows him his lesson. Now let me limp out of here way worse than I walked in there. And apparently I was on the 9th story when this started.
Right, you gotta keep going downstairs.
I'm with you. I would not be yelling out anyone's name. I'd be low, and I'd be
out the dough.
Yep.
I wouldn't care what I'm wearing. I gotta go.
It's raining. What's the matter? I thought I'd rather be wearing something skimpier just so I could throw it the fuck out.
And the phone rings, which they have tried 12 times by now.
Certainly would not answer it.
And look, the first time ever you see that she goes in from another door.
Yeah. And he's asking for Clive Hoxton.
And it's his wife, the first person he killed.
Mm-hmm.
I kept asking, where's the back door?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This big-ass house and there's no back door to get
out. I guarantee you that house has a back door, a side door, and a door
right?
to the front porch.
I'd be out. Really? Not only am I going to scream and walk towards the weird door that's opening and shutting by itself.
That's the first thing I would do.
Now I'm going to go down the basement steps.
Yeah. And then, someone's talking to me in a voice that I don't recognize.
But she's saying she's Jessica, so I'm going to follow.
This sounds good. This sounds legit.
Right?
Do you think the people that acted in this movie ever had these thoughts?
Probably not. Right in the spot where she was just dripped blood on in the first place, because if you remember, it was in the basement where her friends were hanging from the ceiling.
What was it, 20 minutes ago?
Yeah.
She's like, maybe she ran down here to hide. If you're going to hide in the front bushes. Apparently no one's going to look there.
And now she comes out a little gray and speaking in a different voice.
Yeah, and wearing some sort of weird smock. I will give them props right there on that whole thing with her makeup and the syncing up of her lips with his audio. They do a good job of that.
Yeah.
That's about the only good effect in the film. There's one scene, though, coming up where they do the dub thing, and it's way the fuck off. Or maybe that was just my computer, I don't know, but...
I was really confused as to how Jessica got up those stairs so damn quick when she's walking so slow.
Yeah, and she's limping, but all of a sudden she can run.
Yeah. Well, that's Linda. That's Jessica.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I'm just saying, that's Clive.
Yeah.
He ain't no Clive Turkey.
But Clive got up them stairs really fucking quick when he took off all super slow and shit.
Clive is surprisingly not black. He's a slender white woman.
With blonde hair and blue eyes. Oh, hell.
And then...
she sees her in the corner. Linda sees Jessica in the corner, starts climbing more towards, I don't know where the fuck she's going.
Yeah.
For the Ouija board? I don't know. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's what she's going for. And she moves it out of the way, grabs the knife.
Turns around, and she's gone. Dun, dun, dun. I like how she curls up in a corner.
Yeah. Seems like there's plenty on the right and plenty on the left.
Like, you want to move to the other corner, sweetie. Like, more towards the corner you were fucking hit to.
At least put two walls at your back, right. You know what I mean? No, at this point, it looks like she's sitting on a hump. Like, you could easily sneak up on either side.
She's like, you really hurt me.
Like, ow.
We're friends. Jessica don't live here no more, bitch.
I was talking about raping her.
This is
terrible. This is absolutely terrible.
Oh shit.
And then we got Ketchum. But if he's a demon, couldn't he just go into Ketchum's body and rape her?
I don't know how that goes.
Rape both of them, even.
I don't know how it goes.
I'm no demonologist or rapeologist, but it seems like he could double up.
What was that movie with John Candy?
Who's Harry Crumb?
No. Hold on.
Oh, and then Ketchum stabs the Jessica's body, and she knocks him out somehow. To our regular scheduled program, which is I thought was a good one-liner in this movie. And she stabs her in the fucking neck and brain and shit. This was dope.
Fallen. That's the name of the movie.
Oh, I like that one with
the
black
time
dude.
Is on my side.
Yeah, with Denzel, right?
Yeah. Who was the girl? Because when I first saw Orange Is the New Black, I thought it was that girl, the Christian crazy meth head chick.
I don't remember. I couldn't tell you. It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
Now I kind of want to see that movie.
It's not a bad flick, from what I remember.
No, I like it.
I haven't seen the movie since probably 06, 07.
Well, I'm going to guess that.
So now they're back the next day. They're dropping off the furniture. And they find Ketchum dead on the ground. Full of knives and shit.
And the girl.
Hold on.
Well, right there.
Oh, yeah, the other girl, yeah. Now they found her.
Yeah.
And then there's Linda.
Well, maybe. Because look at her face color in comparison.
Oh, no, it's not Linda. And then, bam, Ketchum comes up. Pow. Bang, 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 bang. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And you know those
nine,
are...
10.
Those are only 6-round guns.
Those are 10 shots. And then they light them up.
But those are that's a revolver that he grabbed, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a snub nose. This man's not dead. Oh, my bad.
Crazy. That man's been through some shit.
That's obviously a theme for the next several movies.
The end with a question mark. There it is. Crazy.
You know what I mean? He obviously got beat up pretty bad in the first movie and didn't die.
Yeah.
And then he got beat up pretty bad in this one. And then in 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 30.
All right. So.
So, what would you rate it, Danielle?
Let me shut this bad boy off here. Oh, thank God. See? We don't need him.
We're good.
In all fairness, like, even though I'm sitting here making fun of the, with the fact that they are going to be half naked and prancing around a house, sleeping in bedrooms where there is no fireplace, yet there's no heat, and it's going to be cold tonight, which was the first sentence in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
I give it a six pack. I wouldn't walk out. I'd watch it just because it kind of made me giggle. But I want that thriller, that scary. I want it to be almost so real that I could look at it and go, holy shit, that could actually happen. This wasn't it.
Yeah. Me and my friends aren't dumb enough to do anything with a Ouija board in a haunted house.
Yeah, no. Nope. Not going to happen. But,
I'll watch someone else do it on fucking YouTube or something.
Right. Away from it.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing to do with it. But, So, yeah, six pack. I'd go with six pack. What about you?
Strictly because of titties and shit. I'll give it like a six pack and a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of titties once we got the right version going.
Well, that, and then no matter which version you watch, there was a lot of titty jiggling.
Yeah, running down the stairs.
You know,
and
up and down.
Yeah.
And there's five of them, and none of them were flat-chested.
No, they weren't. I was surprised the flattest girl was the one stripper.
And that was,
Satana?
She was still big.
I mean, once she let go of her top, then it was like, oh, there it is.
Oh, hey, what's up?
But
there you are.
Before that, it was like, she's not even well into. Oh, there she is.
You definitely know what James Wazanski or whatever the fuck his name was.
Jim Wazanski.
Yeah, whatever the fuck whatever. You know what porn he looks
like. That dude. Definitely. So, I guess that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
We did our shows for the night, and this being our last one, even though we're doing
a long
separate.
Jason, what was your rating?
I'm going to go ahead and say that it was like a keg, because I like lots of titties. Oh, okay.
And terrible movies.
Ah, there you go. All right.
And licking booty holes. Jason. Jason, why would you say that?
Oh, fuck. Do you guys do this shit to me while I'm... And you know I don't listen, so this is bad.
No, we don't.
Assholes.
No, we don't.
I don't like to
hear I wouldn't
my
do
voice.
It to you because it's rude to do it to you. But to Jason, it's funny.
It's
fucking...
It's great.
It's, he talks all this... He talks about you sometimes. And, sure. And Danielle couldn't finish it. And, You know what I mean?
It happens. I got drunk, and I, you know, it's not my fault that you guys like to prolong these movies sometimes.
And he's like, I would.
Oh, never say never.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I was like, remember that time you got sick and started puking in the middle of Star Wars?
They were the meatballs.
Yeah. It was their fault, not mine.
Anyway, all right.
So we're signing off here.
Absolutely. So that's DFC.
Yep, I'm Justin Time.
I'm Danielle.
All right, stay thirsty, my friends.